Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moeb community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. Hopefully you have fun too. And I want to talk to you today about something super important. In fact, I remember reading about this in a Success Magazine article written by the great John Maxwell. John Maxwell is known as a leadership expert. He talks a lot about, you know, teamwork and doing your best work and doing all this kind of stuff. But this particular article spoke directly to a key point, a key tenet of success, and it's something that I wanted to discuss with you today. We all get met with challenges. Setbacks. Doesn't matter what level you're at. Doesn't matter if you're brand new or you've been around the block several times and you're having some great success. Doesn't matter if right now you're crushing it in business or if you're still trying to climb out through the rubble. We all deal with some form of adversity. The question is how we respond to adversity. That speaks volumes about who we are and where we're headed. Adversity is typically a door to our next potential. They always say, hey, listen, man, a setback's just a setup for a comeback. That's one of my favorite quotes. I don't remember who said that. Don't even know who actually originated it. But a setback is a setup for a comeback. When I hear that, I always think to myself, yes, sir, absolutely. I truly believe that. Because adversity, it's like a swinging door. Sometimes we have to push really hard to get through it, and sometimes it just kind of moves right for us, right? But we're met with it, and on the other side of that adversity is our true potential. It's that new level of performance that we find, that newfound confidence, that strength that we get by pushing through that resistance. Ever notice this? You go through a tough time and pretty soon as all the dust clears, as soon as the clouds move away and the sun starts to shine again, you say to yourself, man, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad because you became stronger as a direct result of the tough time. The tragedy occurs when we fail to learn and when we fail to grow from the adversity. That's the real tragedy. To me, to watch somebody go through a tough time and then hem and haw and do the whole woe is me, that to me is tragedy because they fail to see the gift that was just given to them. Imagine waking up on your birthday and you go downstairs or you go into the kitchen or you go whatever, the next room of your house, and you see this beautiful package sitting there on the table waiting for you. It's beautifully wrapped, your favorite colors. It looks like something that would be very, very valuable. And the little handwritten note says, just for you. Now, imagine you pick up that gift and you take it in your arms. You walk out the door and you throw it in the trash bin and the trash truck comes and takes it away to the dump. That's what people often do when it comes to adversity. When they go through a tough time, they take that precious gift, that beautifully wrapped, amazing gift, probably the thing that they needed or wanted the most in life, and they throw it in the trash. That's the real tragedy. Now listen, sometimes mistakes, we make mistakes and all of a sudden we fall apart. People are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I'm so stupid. I'm such an idiot. Start going down this path. And guess what? That is so not true. Mistakes are part of life, and if you're not making mistakes, you're probably not playing the game big enough. Sometimes mistakes lead to innovation. That's when we have to pay attention. We got to pay attention to the situation and find the opportunity. Is there an unfilled need in the mistake we just made? Maybe we just blew it and didn't realize that there's an actual need for it, i.e. sticky notes. Did you know sticky notes were a mistake? Sticky notes, those little, you know, sheets of paper, sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small. They got that little tactified glue on the back of it. You write something, then you pull it off and stick it to your wall. That was a mistake. It was never supposed to happen. It was a flub. They were trying to find a way to build a better adhesive, something that was super, super strong. And instead, they came up with something that was weak, and they were going to say, oh, screw this. This formula doesn't work. Until some genius said, you know what we could do is we could put a thin strip of this on the back, just the top of a piece of paper. And then that way we could write on something and stick it to the wall, and it would be a temporary thing, but it would at least give us an opportunity to have notes all over the place, and we could track things and come up with ideas. And now you have this beautiful thing called sticky notes. Oh my gosh, somebody's mistake actually became an innovation that we, as entrepreneurs, I know I certainly use them, benefit from. So is there an unfilled need? Listen, is there a skill that was or is missing? Sometimes we go and we do things, we think we got it all figured out. We jump, we launch, we're excited, and yet we fall flat on our face. Maybe that was an opportunity to demonstrate to ourselves and to have illuminated for us that there's a place for growth where we need to learn a new skill set. Great example. Listen, I've been a public speaker now for almost 11 years, and I can tell you, there have been plenty of times where I have spoken in front of big crowds, big audiences, and the thing went off great. Awesome. Standing ovation. Happens all the time. Beautiful. And then there have been times where I've spoken in front of a few people, a couple dozen people, when it was supposed to be hundreds of people. Now, is that a failure? No. The fact of the matter is just a small group of people showed up. I've also had it where I started speaking in front of a large group and the audio dropped, or my laptop crashed and there was no presentation. But it told me, hey, there's a need for me to be paying attention to a skill set. I need to be better prepared. I need to go through the presentation a few more times. I need to back my stuff up. That's a skill set of preparation, a skill set of being situationally aware, a skill set of being adaptable. So critically important that we develop those. In the moment where we have adversity, it's a beautiful time to ask, where is a skill that was either missing or is missing, and what do I need to do to either create that skill or find somebody to bring on my team so that we can have that person on board? Is there a need for deeper understanding? Sometimes we make mistakes simply because we didn't understand. We didn't ask deep enough questions. Happens a lot. Have you ever had a misunderstanding where you thought you knew something and then you go about it and you make a big mistake and you go, oh my gosh, I just didn't understand it. It was my bad. Happens a lot. And as entrepreneurs, it's going to happen to you quite a bit. So it's important to ask that question. Is there a need for deeper understanding? I'm actually reminded of a great quote by philosopher and author Emmett Fox. The quote goes like this: it's the law that any difficulties that can come to you at any time, no matter what they are, must be exactly what you need most at that moment to enable you to take the next step forward by overcoming them. That's amazing. It's as if to say that by some divine force, you are presented with a difficult time in order for you to learn from it so that you can overcome it. You're not supposed to just trip and fall your way to success. You're not just supposed to magically pick up a bicycle and never crash. You're not supposed to just magically open up your browser, do a little thing and do a little work here, and then pow, make millions of dollars. It just doesn't work that way. Sometimes you got to get your ass kicked a few times. But here's the beautiful part. It's the law that any difficulties that you come to at any time, no matter what they are, must be exactly what you need most at that moment to enable you to take the next step forward by overcoming them. So here's the question. What difficulties are you experiencing right now? Could be a financial difficulty, could be a relationship difficulty, could be a health difficulty, could be just a difficulty understanding where to start, how to get moving. Whatever that difficulty is, no matter what time it's showing up for you, no matter if you're a seasoned vet, you've been around the block a few times, or you're brand new, no matter if you think, oh, I should have overcome this by now, or I thought I was beyond this by now, it doesn't matter what you think. At any given time, it happens exactly when you need to know it the most. At a moment that can help empower you. I don't really like the word enable. I'm going to use the word empower. To take the next step. Not the 15th step, the next step. Does that make sense? Don't worry about, hey, where I should be or where I'm going. Worry about the step you're supposed to take right now to overcome this difficulty. So many times we want to bury our heads in the sand. So many times we want to take it personally. So many times we allowed our egos to get bruised or battered or shattered. And we simply say to ourselves, this sucks, this isn't fun, it's not worth it, I quit. But not you. You're somebody who's built to capitalize on adversity. How many times will you be presented with a challenge before you learn it? That's the question you got to ask. If you keep hitting your head against the wall, how many times are you going to do that until you finally say, enough is enough, I've learned the lesson and I'm ready to move on? It's a decision. a decision and a choice you get to make. You're in charge, my friend. You're the person that gets to call the shots here. How you respond will dictate your results. You can crumble, you can complain, you can blame, or you can rise. You can overcome. You can grow. You see, if you crumble and you complain and you blame, then you're going to get poor results or no results at all. You're going to get the kind of results you hate. People that crumble under the pressure, that fold their tent and say no more. The people who complain and say it's not fair or blame other people. They said it was going to be this way. They promised me this. Those are the types of people that continue to go through life tripping over their own shoelaces and blaming everybody else because they didn't tie them for them. However, the champions, they rise. The champions overcome. The champions grow through the pressure, through the adversity, through the pain. And they are the ones that get the awesome results. They're the ones that we watch and go, whoa, where'd they come from? The people that come out of almost nowhere with the seemingly overnight success that took 10 or 11 years in the making, they're the ones that typically overcame. They rose above. They grew. We have to remember that pain is sometimes part of the process. Listen, when I was an athlete, when I played sports, competitive sports, there was an old saying. There's a difference between being hurt and being injured. When you're hurt, you're sore. Things don't feel good. You got bruises. You got pulled or strained muscles. You play through that. Professionals play hurt. There are times where you're exhausted when you think, man, I really need a break. I could go to sleep right now. I could sleep in or I could take the day off. And maybe you need that. But professionals play tired. They don't wait for perfect opportunities. They realize that, hey, sometimes you're just going to be tired. Sometimes you're just not going to be at your best. Sometimes you're going to, you know, trip over your tongue. Sometimes you're going to say things you wish you hadn't said. Sometimes you're not going to, even though despite the preparation, the hard work you put into it, you don't deliver. You don't execute like you thought you would. But pros play through that. They play through a broken plan. When the plan falls apart, when they thought they had all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed, they felt like everything was going to go great. And then all of a sudden the laptop crashes or the presentation goes on the fritz. Instead of panicking, instead of saying it's not fair, it wasn't my fault, they step up, they rise, they overcome. What story are you telling yourself about you? It's the one that you write, my friend. Are you a winner? Are you a champion? Are you a survivor? And are you a leader? Are you the kind of person that can win even in the face of adversity? Are you the kind of person that wins while other people whine? Are you a champion? Are you the kind of person that rises above, that plays through the pain, that plays through the fatigue, that plays through the disappointment? Are you a champion while everybody else is being a chump, a wannabe? Are you a survivor? Are you the kind of person that can not just get through adversity, but capitalize from it? The kind of person that gets stronger through adversity? The kind of person that picks up speed and strength over time while everybody else wears down? Are you a survivor? And are you a leader? The kind of person that's willing to show other people the way? The kind of person that sees opportunity where other people see mistakes? The kind of person that sees opportunity where other people see problems? Are you the kind of person that delivers answers and solutions while other people throw their hands up in the air and say, it's not fair? Life isn't fair. It's true. It's very true. When people say it's not fair, they're absolutely right. And the difference between them and you is that you rise above it. You overcome and you grow stronger as a direct result of that adversity. Today, and every single day, I want you to seize that mantle, that responsibility of leadership, of survivorship, of championship, of being a winner. I want you to step into adversity. Don't run from it. Don't dodge it. Don't sidestep it. Take it head on. Face to face, beak to beak. Stand tall, stand proud. Stand in belief of yourself, belief of your vision, belief in what you're here to do. We need more of that in this world. We need more of that, not just in this industry, but on planet Earth. Less complaining, less whining, less finger pointing, less blaming. More people taking responsibility, more people grabbing adversity by the collar, looking it in the face, saying, and bring it on. And then stepping with purpose, stepping with confidence, and stepping continuously until they cross that finish line of success. You got this, my friend. Believe in yourself, face, and not just face it, but capitalize on adversity today and every single day. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come out to you here on the MOB Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.